What you're about to listen to is part of the Podgods Network.
It worked.
If you go to podgodsnetwork.com, you'll find other great shows there too.
I don't know if I'm doing this right.
Or any other show.
Oh, I'm doing it right. Never mind.
And go fuck yourself. Have a nice day.
I'm doing this right. Hell yeah. It's just the miracle of post editing. But right now, it's the miracle of WTF. We don't know. What the fuck? You have any idea? I don't.
All I know is you're drinking a beer.
I don't want people to know that I'm drinking a Budweiser.
Oh, well, now they know.
Everything's ruined.
Start the podcast over.
No, we can't do that. I haven't heard this in a while. It's been months. We gotta redo it though, now that I got a drum set.
Oh yeah, we will.
That's what we should do. Is redo this fucking thing. I mean, next episode we'll have a new one. I mean, normally we podcast about movies and shit, right?
Yeah.
I haven't seen a fucking movie since Into the Woods. Want to talk about that shit?
I didn't even see that. Oh, I don't know when the last time I... Oh, I saw Mad Max, Fury Road. I didn't even see that in theaters, though.
That, see, that's at least something. I'm Chubby McCarlson.
Oh, I'm Tommy Gunn.
Welcome to Get Into Character.
Hey!
So basically, it's not hard for me to go 2 months without podcasting when the subject material we normally talk about is made incredibly inconvenient for me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, nothing's really come out. Like, next week, I think, like, Ant-Man comes out. That's something to watch.
Something to watch.
Terminator?
That's for sure.
Terminator Genesis is coming? Or is it already out?
It's been out, but I've been actually, by the way, it's like July 13th.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to make an exception to go see this movie. Like, I wanted to just say, okay, I'm just going to go see this movie by myself. I don't care. Like, you know, it's difficult.
I think I would go see Genesis. Looks really good.
However, I was actually going to do that, but a buddy of mine at work said it sucked.
Really?
And that's the only feedback I've heard. So I'm like, going to just go with my gut instincts. Somebody says
no.
Somebody says it sucks. It's not worth the risk. The precious risk of spending 2 hours of my time away from my home.
On the opposite spectrum, every single person I've talked to said that Mad Max Fury Road was good. And they weren't wrong. They were not fucking wrong. That movie was spectacular. It looks cool. Just, everything is cool about it. Like, there's no way that, like, you will not like the movie. It looks cool. Cool shit happens. It's just cool. It's a cool movie.
Boom.
Two cools up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also heard bad shit
about
it.
Two Fonzies. No?
Except from you.
Really? But in the internet, like, everybody liked it.
Well, I don't even consult the internet for anything
Internet's
anymore.
Opinions aren't real.
The only thing I consult the internet for anymore is apparently medical advice, and that's it.
I have 7 forms of cancer.
It's like, yeah, seriously. I'll let the internet tell me I have cancer because I stubbed my toe, but I'm not about to give a shit about their opinion. Yeah.
I've been
Mad
pooping
Max.
Black for a week.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
We've been talking about, since before I hit record, we've been talking a lot about the comic books. And
Comic-Con
these new trailers.
Yeah, Comic-Con just happened this past weekend, so...
We basically started podcasting as soon as you walked
up. We really
up.
Should have recorded all that, because now we're going to repeat it.
I was getting to it, but we were just... I got
a cool list here, actually, because oddly enough, I've been reposting things that I like and wanted to talk about anyway, so I actually developed quite a list of things
to
talk about.
That's what you got
to
do, man. You couldn't prepare.
I did come. I mean, I came prepared, but unexpectedly prepared.
Unexpectedly prepared. weird.
So, first things first, I just want to throw this out there. Back to the Future comic book is coming. Didn't we talk about this recently?
Absolutely not. I saw a post, though.
No, I thought... You posted it. I know we didn't talk about the fact that a comic book is really happening, but I thought we talked about the ideas, like, why don't they just do it in comic book form? Because the video game was cool. The movies were clearly awesome. They're legendary. Instead of ruining the what would be, you know, this amazing three-part story, is just make a comic book. Because, you know, you can do anything in a comic book.
Indeed. They already did that with the video game.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm saying.
Little computer video.
Boom. First issue's coming out. It's coming out on IDW. And it should be out in October. Just in time for October 21st, 2015, I bet.
Now, is this going to divide us Back to the Future video game people from splittists to linearists or from linearless to splittists?
That's a good question. I don't know what the continuity between the video game...
Will the comic and the game be canon to each other?
Well, here's the thing. It's directly...
We don't know.
Okay. I'm reading here. Bob Gale will be offering suggestions and oversight over the stories. He had a lot to do with the video games, didn't he?
I don't know.
That's going to be penned by IDW veteran writers John Barber, who did Transformers, the comic book, and Eric Burnham, who did Ghostbusters, the comic book. Now, Ghostbusters is seriously one of the best comics right now, which has also been renewed, so Ghostbusters will be back as well in 2016. Yeah! The end made me cry. The end of Ghostbusters made me cry with Winston's story. It really did. So, that's why I'm going to leave it there. It's that good that it made me cry.
There's absolutely no reason for you to be ashamed of that.
Winston? No. Winston made me cry, but in a good way. It was Winston himself didn't make me cry. It was what happened to Winston that made me cry.
I think Winston is actually kind of just wrote in to be the potential tearjerker.
I honestly think he's the real hero.
When it comes down to it,
he's the first one in.
He's like the Marine Corps of the Ghostbusters.
Yes, that's why they hired him. Hands down, he had the training, and he was in it for the paycheck. I guess
they put him on the front lines, and
he, no questions asked, dived right in, put on that proton pack, and he went to work.
The paycheck's good enough. I'll believe anything.
And he did.
And that's a big Twinkie.
He saw shit that'll turn you white.
No, for sure.
Speaking of that, Wesley Snipes might be coming back as Blade.
Minute.
That was a good transition.
If he saw shit that would turn you white. It was a good transition.
Yeah, Wesley Snipes might be coming back as Blade. It was a transition. We went from Winston to Blade.
Winston Blade.
I don't know. Did you watch anything other than Blade 1?
Yeah, I saw Blade 2 in the theater, actually.
I heard Blade 2 was probably the best one.
It was good. Yeah. I mean...
I didn't see any of them other than Blade 1.
I think Blade 1 was the best, personally, but if I wasn't a fan of the comic, I'm not even sure I knew it was a comic when it came out, and I was a fan of Wesley Snipes. Because at that point, it was like... I was obsessed
with Demolition Man
and Passenger 57.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this motherfucker's awesome.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
I forgot about
Wesley,
that.
And then,
Wesley Snipes used to be awesome.
And then he did U.S. Marshals, I think.
Yeah.
And I was just like, dude, this guy kicks ass. Yeah. And then Blade came out and I was all about it just because I'm like, I'm in this fucking vampire like shit.
And it was a Marvel movie. I mean.
See, that's what I didn't know until I watched it.
I guess. I mean, Blade is really... one of the least popular comic book characters, probably.
But he's one of the most badass.
And they use him all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, he's in the Spider-Man cartoon. He's in other things, other animated things.
Yeah, he's awesome. Yeah. So I watched the first movie, and I really enjoyed it. The second movie, I could understand somebody liking better if they may have been a comic fan of the comic before. Because I think the first one probably wasn't as true to the comic as the second one. You know how they do that shit.
Well, especially
1998.
Back then, they weren't really giving a crap about that.
And then Blade 3 was awful.
And then they made a TV show.
Blade 3 was awful. Ryan Reynolds was in it.
Uh-huh.
And he was the only good thing about the movie.
He played Deadpool.
Yeah, he played fucking Deadpool. He like had a sword and told jokes, but that was it. Apparently, all of Ryan Reynolds' jokes were improvised, and he did it because the director hated it, and he hated the director. So he just like, in between lines, would just throw in all this hilarious shit, pissing the director right the fuck off, but they kept it in anyways because it was so good. So you basically have a movie that's terrible, with some funny Ryan Reynolds moments.
Yeah. I'm stoked. from my understanding, they're going to keep him probably for the TV universe. He might make an appearance maybe at some point in Daredevil, maybe in the Luke Cage or Jessica Jones show or whatever. You know, one of those shows. Punisher's already going to be in season two of Daredevil, so...
Yeah, I heard about that. Let's talk about those shows. Let's talk about those shows. I think we started to try to on the last attempt of a podcast that, you know, we might... Yeah.
That's like a phantom episode at this point.
Yeah.
It might never happen.
It might never happen. Yeah. I have to listen to it first.
Because so far we've talked about twice as many things in this first, like, 15 minutes than we did that whole podcast.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. But anyways...
But yeah, Daredevil happened. I binge-watched it in a day and a half.
Yep, let's
and
see.
I started watching it again.
The shows I want to compare are Flash, Green Arrow, Gotham, Daredevil, and let's throw Smallville in there just for fun.
Okay, you don't want to do Constantine?
What the fuck is Constantine?
It's supposed to deal with the ghostly aspect of the DC Universe. Like Doctor Fate and all that.
Was that a DC? Yeah. I remember the movie with.
Well, literally, yeah, the movie happened with Keanu.
Keanu Stinstein.
Yeah, and then this TV show is based off the comic book directly, and that was supposed to open up some things so we can get more into like the mystical aspect of the DC universe. You know, the ghosts and stuff like that. Like, I think in one of the last episodes, before the show got canceled. Was they showed Dr. Fate's helmet, and they were going to go into this awesome Dr. Fate story arc.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Fate kicks ass, if you know anything about the DC Universe. Dr. Fate is awesome, and he's one of the oldest characters. He was in the Justice Society. He's a Golden Age character. So,
okay, well, I don't know any of this shit we're talking about, so those five shows will do.
Yeah.
All right. I've watched enough episodes of all these shows. Ah, yeah, Marvel, that fucking Agents of Marvel or whatever.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. There's Agent Carter as well off of that. Yeah.
But Agent Carter...
Let's combine that together, though. Let's make that one giant
I know nothing about Agent Carter. I just... I've seen the name Agent Carter and went...
Agent Carter is supposed to fill in the gaps from the moment Captain America gets frozen to, I guess, when S.H.I.E.L.D. gets formed, you know?
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But anyways, I watched... like a 3/4 of the episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and I just never got around to finishing it because I was never excited
about
it.
Season 2 gets really good, and plus it gets into the Inhumans and things like
that.
But
that first episode, you got to understand, is very, very important.
The very first episode is...
Every show gets better around Season 2. That always happens.
I remember the first episode. We can recap on it. It was directly connected to Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
It had to do with that shit they put in their soldiers or whatever. You remember what I'm talking about in Iron Man 3? The freaking soldiers that will blow up?
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know. it was completely about that, and then eventually going into what would become, Deathstroke or something? Not Deathstroke, Deathshot. Yeah. Deadshot. Yeah.
Deadpool,
whatever. Directly connected to that. Deathlock, my bad. Sorry. Deathlock. Yeah.
You owe the geek community.
Oh, God. Like, I just named all of the same character.
Yeah.
They were all the same character.
Scorpion, Sub-Zero, Reptile.
Smoke.
But yeah, like...
Purple one.
That show, it just didn't... No, let's not talk about it. Never mind. Because now I'm going to go into talking about the fucking...
Is it chill?
No. Fucking... like the Avengers movies and how they're completely bland to me.
The thing about S.H.I.E.L.D. is only watch it if you are totally into the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Exactly.
If you are balls deep into the Marvel Cinematic Universe and you know facts about it, like nerds know facts about Star Wars and Lord of the Rings.
Oh, for sure.
Watch Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Watch Agent Carter. In fact, you watch Agent Carter anyway because it's actually really good. Agent Carter is, I think, the better of the two because of it takes place in the 50s.
It's kind of a spinoff.
It's shorter it actually directly can like Tony Stark's dad is actually in it. You know, that actor and Jarvis is in it. It's cool. You know, they're cool characters and it's kind of British. And,
cool.
But Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., only watch it if you're in for the whole thing, because the episodes actually connect with what's happening in all the movies. In fact, there's a way to watch them, so you can watch, like, part of Season 1, and then watch a movie, like Thor, and then watch the rest of Season 1, and then it connects to, like, Winter Soldier. Captain America, and then season two starts, and then it connects with the Avengers movie.
Who has the fucking time to do that
shit? I do, because I watched all of it, and I've seen all the movies, and I've watched every episode. So
play puzzle pieces and shit.
I know, and it's cool because, like for example, when Winter Soldier happened, it was about the fall of S.H.I.E.L.D. And how Hydra infiltrated it from the inside the whole time.
That wasn't a bad
I
movie.
Watched the episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. before I watched Winter Soldier, which was a mistake.
Of course.
Because I saw that whole movie from the perspective of the characters on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. They saw S.H.I.E.L.D. fall from their side of the story, you know? But at the same time, what was happening in Winter Soldier was happening around them. So it was kind of cool. It was connected, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Green Arrow, or Arrow is good. It's just been announced they're going into season 4 that he will be Green Arrow from here on out, or at least from season 4. Arrow has failed him, and he is going to reemerge post League of Shadows as the Green Arrow.
Well, that's good because it's stupid.
And it's actually the suit is like based off of the new 52 Green Arrow outfit. So.
It's stupid. Yeah. That is like I'm watching a show.
It took four seasons to get to Green Arrow.
Right. Yeah. I'm watching a show right now where they're like, yeah, man, did you see the streak? He's just like Arrow. And I'm like, it's fucking the wrong names.
I know.
Okay. But anyways.
Well, they don't do the streak very often. If he gets to the Flash, like, by halfway through that season.
Well, at least episode 7. I think that's where I am. It's called The Birth of the Flash.
Yeah, that's half the season.
But, no, it's episode 6. Yeah. But anyways, we'll get back to that.
Flash is the better of the shows.
We'll get back to that.
Yeah.
Where am I at now? Okay, going from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which sounds really interesting to me, but in a nutshell, you put it right in that nutshell.
The best parts of that show is when it connects with the movies.
When it connects with the movies. Yeah. And the movies, to me, like...
They drop a cool character. Like, the Absorbing Man?
Oh, of course. The characters are the only reason I was actually attempted to start watching the movie. Or the TV series. But, yeah, the whole Marvel Universe, cinematic universe, is failing me. It's failing me. And I don't, you know... have anything against it.
I have a feeling that the DC cinematic universe is about to pick you right up, because
I'm sure that's what's gonna happen.
The way that these trailers have laid out and how they're all like look like they're gonna be connected, and the fact that Ben Affleck is now going to write, direct, and star in a solo Batman movie. Fuck yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Like, I've seen his solo movies that he writes, directs, and stars in, and they're fucking phenomenal. He won Academy Award for one of them, you know?
All right. We'll get to that. Moving from Marvel to Marvel, Daredevil show.
Right, let's do Daredevil.
I really gave Daredevil a shot, and to be honest,
based off of Frank Miller's,
I'm still giving Daredevil a shot.
Without Fear. Yeah. How far are you in it now?
Like 6 episodes.
Oh god, that first fight scene didn't seal the deal.
What first fight scene?
The fight scene where he's like it's all one shot in a hallway.
Oh yeah, that was fucking awesome.
That right there sold it for me. It was in the first episode, I think. Yeah.
Oh no.
Maybe the second episode.
The fight scenes have been really good, but they happen like once every 4 episodes.
It's really dark. In fact, there's a filter on the show.
It's dark, but it's like dark in the most stupid way ever because of that fucking dude, his lawyer friend. And his, like, hey, man, want to, like, bang chicks and fucking da-da-da-da and his stupid little do-bro thing. It's like, come on, this is dark. What are you doing?
I like him. And I like Froggy. Senor Froggy?
He's a very likable character.
Froggy's the best.
Very likable character.
He's Havermill or something from Mighty Ducks.
He doesn't belong, which makes it just, it throws off the whole attitude. But to be honest, I have the least amount of problems with that guy.
Yeah.
That guy is annoying, but like you said, he's a likable character.
he actually
the whole show is pretentious as fuck.
Well, I think Froggy's character even grows more as the show goes, because as he, you know,
I don't want to talk about Froggy anymore. Fuck Froggy.
No, Froggy's the best. This is Froggy cast now.
But no, the show itself is so goddamn stupidly pretentious. It's annoying because you got the Kingpin played by Vincent D'Onofrio, who looks the role really well.
He played the role amazingly.
He played it awfully. Awfully. God damn it. He was walking around like, I am evil because I feel. And I'm used to the Kingpin being like, I'm fucking mad and pissed and vengeful. And
I think they were trying to add a level to the Kingpin so you can find out why he's like this.
Yeah, they did that awfully.
I don't think so.
That was terrible.
Maybe that for was, you, but I was for, sold for from me, the beginning. It was awful. That second they showed that white painting and he was just like, I was like, whoa, Kingpin. It was a different Kingpin.
The whole introduction.
I was bored with the same Kingpin that you see every time. The one that was like, in the other Daredevil movie. Yeah. That Daredevil, or that Kingpin, is kind of whack to me.
Well, he's totally whack.
That's the Kingpin that will go headfirst into a brick wall and actually knock the brick wall down. That like that was the Kingpin that had superpowers.
I love that Kingpin. Yeah. The Black Kingpin?
Oh, and that was any version of the Kingpin prior.
But no, fucking Black Kingpin overall. I'm all about Black Kingpin. You can be about little whiny white Kingpin who thinks he's an artist, and then he fucking decapitates a guy with a door. But
you want Marcellus Wallace. You don't want Kingpin.
I do want Marcellus Wallace.
You just want Marcellus Wallace from Pulp Fiction.
But, I mean, yeah, he did decapitate a guy with a door.
And yes, that was amazing.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm not going to go and talk about all this bad shit about him without pointing out what was good. And he was fucking violent as fuck and powerful, and it was pretty cool. It's just the whole
How far into Daredevil are you right now?
Like episode 6.
Oh.
I already answered that.
What episode is that?
I can't remember. I haven't watched it in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
But I know there's like the last two episodes are apparently what makes the whole thing worth it is what I heard.
Only because he gets a suit.
God damn it! I told you I was still giving it a chance, but at the same time, the intro to that show is the whole show in a nutshell. Like, that's it. Like, what the intro of the show with everything is, what is it, like blood?
Oh, something. Yeah.
The blood
going
making
in
everything.
And molding in, into the Daredevil logo.
With the music that's just, like, so blandly dramatic. Yeah. And it just.
Well, I mean, you gotta.
And it's slow. It's so slow.
Well, that theme song, you gotta understand.
Not the theme song, the show.
Oh, I don't know about that.
It's so slow.
If it was so slow, I wouldn't have watched it in a day and a half.
No, dude.
I wouldn't have.
You don't notice it when you get sucked in, but when you're, like, kind of like, okay,
I spent 13 hours of my life like in one sitting and I didn't get bored at
all. That is the definition of sucked into it. But when you're trying to like, when you're like, okay, I got like an hour between this and work. All right, cool. I'll watch some Daredevil. And
I don't
think,
yeah, I don't think I could. I think it's all or nothing with Daredevil.
It probably is.
Like when I read the comic book, I read it all in one sitting.
That could be it.
You know, when I watched a lot of these TV shows, it's hard to pick up where they left off the following week because you don't remember a lot of the details and they're only recapping it right at the beginning. Last week on Arrow.
Which brings us to our next show because I want to talk about how much I love Flash.
Yeah, Flash
is
amazing.
Because of how unlike Daredevil it is. And the fact that it is an episodic show, it's not an all or nothing. It's like, who am I going to see this week?
A lot of it is a villain of the week.
Villain of the week, I love that.
As the show goes, the villains of the week start connecting and they start joining rogues or teams. And then not only that, like a fucking multiverse is created.
Which is how you keep a show interesting
it's
to
not only
a
how
casual
you, it's not,
viewer.
And it's not only how you keep a show interesting, it's how you keep fucking comics interesting. Because, I mean, every time we kill a fucking kill continuity and do a reboot of some sort, they get rid of the idea of a multiverse.
Right.
And the reason that a multiverse happens every single time is because Flash fucks it up and he figures out how to time travel. Every single time.
Right.
Throughout history. Since the Golden Age. Since that first fucking Barry Allen went back and time traveled and he saw Jay Garrick, who was the Golden Age Flash, who to Barry Allen was a comic book character. He named himself after a comic book character.
Right.
And then when he figured out that, oh my god, this comic book character's real in this other world, Earth 2, does that mean that I'm a comic book character somewhere else? And he is. That's what like makes the multiverse so amazing, is it's like if the multiverse exists, then the Flash is real.
Right.
And like we just live in Earth, whatever we live on, and then somewhere else on another Earth, the Flash happens. You know? And that's awesome.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. And like, and not only that, there's just a million other Earths.
Right.
You know?
And now they're doing this thing with his metahumans, which is funny because it's basically like, we're going to make the Flash fight all of the X-Men, but we're going to call them metahumans.
Well, they got before in the DC Universe, they've never had any reason to have supervillains.
Right.
There never was really a supervillain. Like, Superman fought Lex Luthor. General Zod, but he was an alien. Mm-hmm. And like, Batman always fought like realistic villains like the Joker, Penguin. Mr. Freeze was built in science.
Right.
Like, so was, I guess, technically Poison Ivy, even though she really had powers, but she was still based in science, and so was Bane.
Right.
And, like, you know, the only time we ever get into any, like, cool villains is when it's animated.
Aliens.
And aliens. That's it. Only aliens. And so, like, now we got, like, they're introducing so many cool villains. Like,
Colossus.
Colossus is...
Episode 6, the one I just watched today, was Colossus, and that made me laugh, because there was another one who could control the wind, and I'm like, oh, they have Storm in this one. And
the guy who's, like, gas... Who's like toxic gas?
Well, I can't think of an X-Men off the top of my head. Kind of Nightcrawler. Yeah.
And plus Cisco, that guy who names all the villains.
Yeah.
Perfect. Because it puts it into a weird sense. Like, why do these villains have funny names? Because there's a funny kid chock full of pop culture names them.
What was the one that I thought was really dumb and corny? He's like pointing the gun at the fuck. Oh, yeah.
Captain Cold.
Yeah. And I'm just like, really? You would say that? And then it turns out he's pointing a vacuum cleaner at him, like, you want your last words to be Captain Cold?
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's the thing. That show is corny, but it's corny...
In all the good ways. They're poking fun at the... Because the Flash can be corny sometimes.
Right.
There's a whole fucking villain...
Exactly.
...that is the exact opposite of him.
It's funny.
The trickster. Right. The trickster alone is... Oh, have you gotten there?
Absolutely not.
You haven't gotten to the Trickster episodes?
No. And
there's
I'm looking forward to seeing the rest of it.
Oh, God.
So let's just go and compare it to the show Arrow right now, just because I've seen characters from Arrow on The Flash. I've seen Arrow on The Flash, and it was Arrow, not Green Arrow.
I think I liked Arrow when it first started. It was a little drama-filled. It was CW-ish. But as the show went on, I guess I was glued to it. But when Season 3 happened, and that was the first time that it connected with The Flash... The show was definitely more interesting. The idea that the Flash could show up at any time, yep. And vice versa, that the Arrow could show up over there at any time. The idea that those villains can skip fucking Star City and go over to Arrow's town or vice versa, you know? Coast City. I don't know where the fuck they live.
Right.
Coast City is where Green Lantern lives. But that idea is just made that whole season. And then,
Arrow City is CC.
Central City. Yeah,
Central City and Starling City
or something.
That was on the episode I just watched. Yeah. It was like CCPD, blah blah blah. And I'm like,
yeah,
CC.
Yeah, Central City. Yeah,
which could be Coast City.
Green Lantern lives in Coast City. Yeah, but
okay,
and which they mention in The Flash.
But okay, so that's what we were saying, corny in all the right places and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you mentioned the Arrow was, it was dramatic. It was CW. I forgot to mention that, yes, The Flash
is also a CW show.
It's a CW show, but it's like got those bland, beautiful people as all the actors. And that one girl can't act worth shit.
I think the worst of the CW ones, though, is always going to be Smallville.
Obviously.
And they're not even a CW. They were a WB show.
Right.
That's just the prototype to what's going CW. To be.
Yeah, totally. And I look past it because they at least have the two characters who I think, like, aren't a part of that whole we're bland, beautiful, white, blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm...
What, Joe?
Yeah, well, Joe's black, so
but
yeah,
he's
not
black
white.
And beautiful.
Yeah,
he's also the guy from Rent.
Yes, Rent. Mm-hmm. Yes, Kendra pointed that out to me, and
I didn't notice either for a long time, and I'm like, oh, he's that guy from Rent.
Yep.
After I saw something, yeah.
And then the dude in the wheelchair. Now he's the one now. He's the one that's keeping it. He's the one that's keeping the continuity like between episodes. Like
yeah, because at the end of each episode, he gives you a big teaser.
Yeah,
into the next episode, and it's like a mind blowing teaser.
And
each
it's
time.
A mind blowing teaser that is so obvious. He might as well look at the camera and go,
and be like, "It's me."
Look at the camera and be like, "What will I do next week, kiddies? Tune in to another Flash."
That whole story is going to be so good, and into the second season, I imagine it'll be really crazy.
Of course, yeah. So I think that. That show's actually nailing it. Like, that is a good superhero show.
And out of those two shows, Arrow and The Flash is coming DC's, what's it called? Legends of Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Which is all about the multiverse. They start a team.
Oh.
Flash, Arrow, the Atom, who is on Flash, and Arrow, mostly Arrow. Who else? White Canary, who's the original Canary from Arrow. who I guess dies. Spoiler alert. Sorry, Adam. And then, I mean, it's in the trailer. It was a spoiler for all of us. We were like, oh, apparently she's not dead because you didn't resolve that in the other show at all. Yeah. And then you just show her on this show. Cool. She gets dunked in a Lazarus pit. What happens? I think that's in the trailer. She gets dunked in a Lazarus pit.
All right.
And who else is in it? Hawk Girl. Apparently Hawk Man's going to be in it too.
I like Hawk Girl and Hawk Man.
Yeah. Fucking that whole thing's gonna be sick. They're gonna talk about their planets and that whole thing. They showed Jay Garrett's helmet, so Golden Age Flash is gonna show up at some point.
What the fuck?
And the fact that the guy who played the Flash in the 1990 TV show,
he's gonna be Jay Garrett.
He'll probably be Jay Garrett.
That's fucked up.
Oh god, because they'll just use the same characters to play other characters in other Earths.
That guy sitting in his boxers eating cat food in a one room apartment while smoking crack, going, "All right, this is my next big shot."
Well, I mean, I don't want to... there's just giant spoilers in that whole thing, but, like the fact that they hint at so many different things from the original Flash show, and without actually going into detail about that, the fact that they're leaving it open so that they can probably connect that TV show, that season of that TV show that happened in 1990, with this version of the Flash.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, and not only that, they could probably connect, like... Dean Cain's Adventures of Lois and Clark with Supergirl. It's like they're gonna connect all that with multiverse. I see it because Dean Cain is in Supergirl, and so is the girl who played Supergirl on Smallville. Like, and she's not even Supergirl. Like, how, like, you're gonna include these people and you're gonna like open up an insane multiverse. It's gonna be so cool. It's gonna be so fucking cool.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, like it's really a golden age for comic book TV. Like, I know it's not it's not golden age per se, because comic book stuff has been going on since at least the late 80s.
Of course.
Like, we first got the announcement on like a Captain America movie in 1987, and vice versa with Batman. Like, so there's been comic book stuff out there, but the idea that they're actually going back to the golden age and using it like legit and staying in the continuity to what the comic book is, because they've always been great stories, it's about fucking time, you know?
About fucking time.
Yeah.
But right now, the Flash, in my opinion, is the only one that's...
Flash is probably my favorite, too.
The only one.
I like Gotham a lot because I love Batman.
See, the thing is though, I don't say Flash is my favorite out of them. I think Flash is the only one doing it right.
Flash is the only one doing it exactly the way it's
supposed
to be done.
Exactly right. The Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., though?
I feel that Arrow is going to get there, though.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., however, like, I like what they're doing.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is doing...
It's its own thing.
Is doing their thing correctly.
Yeah.
Whatever Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was, it always was, they're doing it right. They're doing it exactly the way it should be.
But I'm not into it. Moving on.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is hard. Like, even the comics were difficult.
Daredevil is just, god damn it.
I love it.
God, a lot of people love it.
I
know
it.
They love it. I'm on a second
run in it right now, too. I'm watching it for a second time.
The reason I'm not into Arrow, and I gave that one a few episodes.
Well, the first season's whack compared to what happens in season 2 and 3.
Well, keep in mind, that's every show.
Yeah.
But I gave that one a few episodes before I realized that it was soap opera. Very, very soap opera. Like, incredibly soap opera. And that just is a very turnoff to me. The thing I liked about Arrow, though, was that it has really, really good action. Mm-hmm. Action that's actually better than the action in The Flash. Because The Flash is basically... His is more strategy-based and special effects. Whereas you got Arrow is like action movie, fucking action, tuck and roll, fire. You know what I mean?
The only thing CG about Arrow is the superpowers when appeared, and arrows.
Yeah, there
they're
you go.
Not real.
Well, of course not.
Yeah, because you can't get that kind of preciseness and make it look correctly on film.
Not when you have an actor doing
it too. You got to have a professional,
right?
So I know for a fact that the arrows are CG usually, right, or fake arrows.
And that's my positive look on the Arrow is that the action is really, really good. It's just the plot and the way the format of the story and the blah. It's so soap opera-y, I can't get into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I would say that, I mean, The Flash is the only one that I really, really like. Arrow's got better action, but the action isn't why I'm watching it. Even though it should be, because that's kind of like why the draw to comic books is to see people fight and use powers and stuff.
I don't know. I think the draw is just like good versus evil, and it doesn't matter how.
But it's still that conflict.
It's conflict
and how it's resolved. But to me,
I would just be into it just as much if Barry Allen without powers stopped Captain Cold.
But to be honest, I actually the thing that draws me to comic book movies and stories and comics themselves is the powers themselves. The science fiction behind them, how they got it, and I think that's why I like The Flash better. Like, another reason why I like The Flash better is because, you know, it's like in a lab, Star Labs, something happened with the blah.
They created everything. Yeah.
These metahumans.
But it gets even more in detail. Like he created it, but was it on purpose?
Oh!
Like,
oh! But yeah, Arrow doesn't really have that aspect. Mm. It's just got... One day I decided to be Batman, but I'm Arrow.
Yeah, well, the Arrow has a lot of Batman problems, especially in season 3.
Season 3,
you could have taken Oliver Queen out of the equation and added Bruce Wayne into the equation, and no one would have batted an eyelash.
No one would have whatted an eyelash?
Batted an eyelash.
Oh, god damn!
We just named the episode!
We are on it, son! Bruce Wayne never batted an eyelash. Shit! Well, anyways, let's talk about Gotham now.
All right.
Let's talk about why I stopped watching Gotham. Jada Pinkett Smith.
Okay.
I couldn't stand her after three episodes, and I was done.
Yeah.
I am very picky. I know this. I know I'm very picky, and it's not cool, but, like, if I'm spending time doing something nowadays, because time to me is so valuable now, that it's just, I'm... gonna find excuses to stop doing it and do something else. Yeah. My excuse for Gotham was Jada Pinkett Smith. My excuse for continuing to watch Gotham into like its fourth episode was the Penguin.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Penguin.
That guy is a good
God
Penguin.
God damn.
It gets better too. Penguin kills. The thing, yeah, okay. Jada Pinkett Smith. Although she, I guess, is a very important part of the whole entire story all the way to the end.
That's the problem.
My most favorite aspects of that show were the introductions to some of the more known characters like the Riddler. Edward Nygma as the whatever he was
Kyle.
A little Selena who apparently was there when the Waynes got shot.
Yeah, they had to do that
like,
shit.
There's things like that that they took liberty with,
right,
with the original continuity.
Of course. And to be honest, that's the shit that I like.
Yeah, Alfred's relationship with little young Bruce, I love it.
Yeah.
Everything about it. Everything about Alfred and Bruce, I wish that was the show. That's all I want to see is Bruce Wayne grow up.
And I bet you some dickhead at the fucking table where they come up with this shit said, but then it would be like Smallville. And they don't understand that I've wanted a Batman Smallville since Superman Smallville.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want a
Batman Smallville is that his teenage years, he would be off in like Japan or China in a mountain learning how to be a Buddhist monk or something like that.
So that's awesome.
No, it is awesome. But that's the difference between Superman Smallville and Batman Smallville is that Superman Smallville was high school.
Yeah.
High school into when he moves to Metropolis.
Yeah.
Like Batman would be Bruce all the way until he's about a teenager, and then Bruce leaving to become a fucking ninja.
Right.
And then we'd have to watch him be a ninja from like, I don't know, 16 on, you know? Like,
but
until his
okay.
mid-20s, and then he comes back and he's Batman.
Bruce Wayne Ninja would be the name of the show.
But Alfred's relationship with the young Bruce and like how Alfred doesn't even know what the fuck to do. Like, he doesn't know what the fuck to do. This thing was dropped on him. Like, he didn't expect the Waynes to get killed, you know?
No.
Like, and on top of that, he thinks Bruce is going to get killed now. So he's fucking paranoid, you know?
Oh, fuck yeah.
And then, like, within the show, he himself gets stabbed by one of his own fucking friends who he served with, you know, who was hired to kill him by the Wayne Enterprises. So now Bruce thinks that the Wayne Enterprises is trying to kill him too, and it's fucked up, you know?
God damn it!
So that whole aspect, and they don't even go into detail, like Bruce's whole story is cool, but it's mostly about the Penguin. And Jim Gordon. And Bruce's story is like, sometimes a main plot, but mostly a side story or a subplot. And they don't like, I feel they'll get more into that later. The origin of the Joker was cool. I like that. I'm really excited that they're actually going to probably concentrate more on that on the second season. First season was a little bit about Bruce. Second season will be a little bit more about Jerome.
And, you know, the only reason they didn't, like, put the Joker in Penguin's spot right now is because they just didn't want to nut early.
Not only that, but, like, there's no reason for the Joker to even make an appearance until Batman is there.
True enough.
Joker doesn't exist until Batman exists.
That's true.
Yeah. Joker, Joker is the outcome of Batman. Batman happens, Joker happens. Like, yeah. That's the reason. Joker is only there because Batman's there. When Batman goes away, Joker's not there anymore.
Yeah.
Like, the safest thing for Gotham is for Batman to go away.
Yes.
And when Batman's gone, generally bad stuff doesn't happen.
Or he can kill the Joker.
Which is debatable that he does or doesn't do in Killing Joke.
And you know what? He's got this whole thing, he won't kill the Joker, and it's this big, like, oh, but he's got to kill him, so he's responsible for all these deaths because he didn't kill him, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. Not only responsible for all those civilian deaths, but responsible for Barbara becoming paralyzed and Jason Todd getting killed.
All of that shit. You think at some point he could be like, okay, I don't have to kill him, but...
Paralyze him?
Yeah.
Well, he does snap his neck in the end of Killing Joke.
Right.
At the last panel. And it's left up in the air whether or not Alan Moore killed him.
He killed him.
Oh, that's what it's called, the Killing Joke. But, like, he chokes him. But also at the end of Endgame, which is the current run of Batman, Endgame was the final battle between Joker and Gotham and... the sidekicks and Batman, Bruce, both Bruce and Joker were taken at the same time. So it is thought that Batman is dead and Joker is also dead because they were buried alive under the rubble of the Batcave in Wayne Manor. But
speaking of Batman, all right, we talked through all these shows, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. I mean, it's like I don't like any of them. I like The Flash. That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Funny to me, because remember how much shit I used to talk about The Flash? Because
mm-hmm.
I was just like...
You were all about Quicksilver.
I'm still all about Quicksilver. Which, like, you know, segue, but later.
He had the lamest appearance, though, in the Apocalypse trailer. Which we'll get into a little bit
later. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Segue later.
Yeah.
But, no, I'm still all about Quicksilver, but not because of their powers and not because of what they're in, just because a Quicksilver of Days of Future Past, his personality, and just the character he is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, yeah, The Flash in this fucking show that I like so much and want to continue to watch, he blends in very
not
well
only that, he
with
gets,
all of them.
And he grows more powerful as the show goes.
Of course, yeah. He's always pushing his limits. It's like, you gotta go faster than Mach 1. Yeah.
So, like, when we're always debating who's faster, The Flash or Quicksilver, it's like, well, The Flash is. He can time travel.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's not about who's faster. It's just about the personality of the character. And the personality of The Flash, at least in this TV show, is that of, like, a fish that's struggling to breathe.
I'll tell you one thing, though, between the two, is that The Flash wouldn't have got his ass killed at the end of Avengers.
No, I'm not talking about that fucking Quicksilver.
That's the Quicksilver. Quicksilver's Quicksilver.
No, fuck that Quicksilver.
Quicksilver
I'm talking about
is Quicksilver.
Days of Future Past Quicksilver, yeah. Who's a fucking mutant, not a goddamn inhuman, suck my dick.
No, he wasn't an inhuman.
Or
Quicksilver
whatever.
Was just a superpowered
person. They didn't even talk about it.
They didn't say what he
was.
Yeah,
he's not a Quicksilver in the closet.
He was a natural...
He's in the closet of No, I'm talking about Days of Future Past, the dude who played in every single season of American Horror Story and was usually my favorite character. That Quicksilver kicks ass to me, probably because of the actor.
Speaking of kick-ass, both of those characters were in kick-ass, both Quicksilvers.
Yeah?
Quicksilver in Avengers was kick-ass.
Yes.
And Quicksilver in Days of Future Past was kick-ass's friend.
Was he?
Yeah.
Shit.
They were both Quicksilver.
That's funny. But I like the Days of Future Past Quicksilver, and it's just the personality. The Barry Allen Flash that is on the TV show, he's cool. He's a nice guy. He's friendly. If my daughter brought him if my daughter brought him home, I'd be like, okay, maybe you found a good, decent boy. But Well, I don't know that much about him.
Well, yeah. I don't think he would really be into your daughter.
No, he'd be more into his black sister.
No, he'd be more into your brother, probably.
Well, okay, sure.
Yeah, but either way. Like,
oh, is that what's happening now? Flash is gay?
No. Flash
Who's
is
gay?
Not, nobody's
Green
gay.
Green Lantern?
Well, the Golden Age Green Lantern's gay. Alan Scott.
Yeah, but it didn't...
So's Iceman, Bobby.
That's who just came out the actor, in the comic.
The actor who plays Flash is... But it's not that big of... Yeah, he just... I mean, whatever.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Nah.
But anyways, yeah.
Because it's not fucking big of a deal, because he's acting like the Flash. It doesn't matter who he is in his real life.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it does, but
well,
not really.
Well, it kind of does.
I mean, you know...
I would let him fillet me if he wanted.
No, not like that. I mean, if he was a murderer, it would matter.
Yeah, then it would
but
matter.
I don't give a fuck if he's gay or not.
I give a fuck if he's gay or not, only because I like him and want to know stuff about him. Anyways.
I'm a fan.
I'm a fan, you know?
I want to. I have.
It's not that it matters. It's what's the color of his eyes. That doesn't matter, but I'd like to know.
I have his poster on my wall, Tiger Beat.
Tiger Beat. Tiger beat off to that poster.
You have your Flash Barry Allen poster above your bedroom wall.
But no, the point I'm trying to make is that the Quicksilver is better than that Flash, and not because of powers, just because of that shit.
Well,
but it's funny. It's like that, and that. That's why I think it's funny.
Quicksilver can't regenerate.
So,
Flash can regenerate. You shoot the Flash, he's gonna heal.
You don't understand what I'm saying.
You shoot Quicksilver, he's dead.
It has nothing to do with the powers. It's about personality. That's why
but still. It has a lot to do with the powers. Which
the Flash better. Could kick the shit out of Quicksilver.
Yes.
But that just makes Flash bullying an asshole.
Flash wouldn't kick the shit out of Quicksilver unless it was Quicksilver in the League of Evil Mutants.
Well, then it has nothing to do with the powers. I just like the personality of Quicksilver better. He makes me laugh. He makes me smile. I care for him much more. Right. I'll be the guy who sits there and, like, nurses his wounds that don't heal at an exponential rate and go, you know.
Why doesn't he heal like Flash does?
He probably does. They just don't talk about it.
Well, either that or he's just like, oh, Quicksilver will come back.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he'll heal over time.
Yeah.
Yeah. They all come back. He was a Skrull.
Wolverine's the healing one.
Well, they all can. Well, you saw the Avengers, right?
The new one? No.
Oh, well, it's not really a spoiler or nothing, but they kind of create the technology that if, like, Hawkeye gets shot, like, they can, like, 3D print a body part back onto him kind of thing, like some skin.
Oh.
Yeah. They got a sick 3D printer now over in Avengers Tower.
Fuck yeah. You can't have an Avengers Tower without a sick 3D printer.
Yeah, man, you can just 3D print a new fucking Iron Man suit. It's amazing.
But yeah, that's why it's funny to me that I like, out of all those shows, The Flash the best.
Yeah.
I like Batman is one of my favorite comic anything. But Gotham just didn't do it for me. Daredevil, I've never disliked, but I've never really liked, and that's whatever. It's probably why it was easy to write the show off. The movie... I only liked it because I like Ben Affleck. I have a boner for him.
I think one of the big reasons why I like all of these, though, is because of the little details that I know about that the average fan probably doesn't know about. When they watch Daredevil, they have no idea that Rosario Dawson's the night nurse. I know that she will be the night nurse eventually, and that blows my mind because the night nurse...
Rosario Dawson.
Yeah.
I knew that, but I'm glad you brought it up. She was in Rent, too.
Yeah.
These all are coming together now!
Let's move on.
Our segue was when I brought up Ben Affleck.
Yeah,
by
Batman.
The way.
I have the picture right there. I have a block of Batman.
Let me say first. We're gonna talk about the new trailer for the Justice League movie. Dawn of Justice League. Batman versus Superman. And while I'm watching this trailer, I'm saying to myself, all right, I'm seeing Ben Affleck run towards the fucking building, and I'm like, thank you.
Their eye lasers going through the building.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, someone synced up the actual scene from Man of Steel where Zod and Clark are fighting in the building.
Yeah.
And to when Bruce sees it in Batman versus Superman, and it's synced up perfectly. Like when they did that, like how they move their heads and stuff. It is exactly the way it's supposed to be, from both sides.
That's not impressive at all.
Oh, it's so impressive.
Not at all. There's nothing impressive about reusing footage.
They're not reusing footage. They just reanimated it from the outside of the building. So when you look up, when you look up, when Bruce is looking up at the building, he sees them inside the building fighting, and the building's, like, lasering up.
Well,
and,
right on, cool.
But from the Man of Steel perspective, you see that whole scene from inside the building.
Well, yeah.
So when they sync it up, it, like...
It's perfect.
It's exactly perfect. Like,
it's perfect.
They
God put, move damn move. It. Okay, but anyways, you see him running towards the building,
yeah.
And I'm looking at him, and I'm like... Well, that's awesome.
He's got gray hair.
Fucking Ben Affleck is fucking an amazing Batman. And at that same time, I'm thinking,
and he wasn't even in the awesome. Batman suit yet.
Well, Bruce Wayne.
Oh, he Bruce amazing Wayne. Bruce Wayne. Wayne.
What a great Bruce Wayne.
Because we've always and thought at the same some time, actors were good Bruce Waynes, some good Batmans.
Yeah.
Not all were both.
No. And at the same time, I'm thinking, and they're also responding to the commentary that at least like 5,000 people died in Man of Steel.
Yeah.
Which
and,
is funny.
And Bruce was there.
I was watching Star Trek Into Darkness with Dad, and you know where the fucking Enterprise crashes into San Francisco?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, Dad, remember 9/11? See all those buildings? It's at least 20,000 people just died. I wonder if they talk about it. And of course not. They're like, hey, we're the heroes at the end of the movie, and nobody talks about the deaths of 20,000 people.
Yeah.
Which is why... when I'm watching the trailer for Batman vs. Superman, I'm like, cool, they're acknowledging the fucking
movie,
tragedy.
The whole movie is a response to that tragedy.
Exactly.
The reason Lex hates, the reason why everyone hates Superman is because of that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
So all these people going, you know, yeah, Superman, because fucking he killed a bunch of people and stuff. It's like, shut up! Yeah. The story's not over!
Yeah, the story is not over.
Like, but my opinion completely changed... With one shot.
And
it didn't completely change. Mm-hmm. But it's just at first I was comfortable. I was excited. But now I'm going back to, well, I guess we'll just see where this goes. And it was one shot of Ben Affleck's fucking goddamn face. And he's doing this.
Like when? Oh, that was because he was looking at the bat suit. And then Robin's suit.
They can't see the look on my face, but people who've seen the trailer know the shot I'm talking about.
It's the scene where he's looking at his suits, and
I just
and he looks at the note. He looks at a letter that says like, "What you killed all your whole family," which was written by the Joker.
Right.
That's the Joker's handwriting, which is also the same handwriting that's graffitied all over Robin's costume. If you didn't catch that,
right?
It says, "Ha ha ha! Jokes on you, like Batman." And it's Robin freeze framing at 2 minutes and 2 seconds.
Right.
It's Robin's costume.
Right, and but that look on his face...
And that's what brings him back.
But we're talking about the look on the face.
But I'm telling you why he has the look on his face.
He can have the look... No, it's all right. It's just the look on his face did not convince me. I was like, God damn it, that doesn't look like Ben Affleck.
It looks like Bruce Wayne to me.
It looked like... just that look on his face. I'm like, stop it with the fucking look on your goddamn face. Stop it, Ben Affleck.
He had to have that look.
Go back to running towards the buildings. You were good at that.
Nah, he had to have that look. Because like, there's always a scene where Batman is in his cave when Batman goes away for a while and he's trying to debate on whether or not he needs to come fucking be Batman again. And there's always that scene where he's just like looking at his suit and Alfred's just like, I know you want to do it. Just go fucking do it. And he's like, I don't know. Jason died. And then now he's like, and now he's doing that dumb look over at Robin's costume. And that's the next scene. And then
I'm trying to say is that other Bruce Waynes have pulled that look off better than Ben Affleck did. This is just talking about how Ben Affleck looked while he did that look.
I don't know, man. Like, when I saw that look, I saw sadness. Because, like, the very next shot is it shows him looking at Robin's suit. And when... I saw the sadness in his eyes, because when I saw Robin's suit, I fucking felt that sad, because I was just like, oh my god, that happened, like, Robin's dead, like, that happened in this world.
Right.
We've never done that before. Robin's never died, let alone have it barely been in a fucking real Batman movie, other than those Joel Schumacher movies that count.
Yeah, Crystal Bat, no. You want to know another thing about the trailer that I noticed? Neither Bruce Wayne nor Batman nor Superman talk much.
Bruce does say Batman.
There's a couple lines, but most of the dialogue is newscasters and Jesse suck my fucking taint Eisenberg.
Yeah, the red capes are coming.
Yeah.
And
it's most of it's Jesse Eisenberg, and I don't know if the movie, if they're trying to sell it to me personally, they're probably not, but if they were, they wouldn't do that. Cause,
they would show more Batman. honestly, the scene where Batman grappling hooks, and he, like, just, it looks like it's straight out of Dark Knight Returns. Like,
he grapples and he like swings from a building and he does a pose like a move, like that move where he's like jumping from the building in Dark Knight Returns. Mm-hmm. You've seen it a million times, I'm sure. It's like his knee is bent and he's like his fists are out and he's like jumping to the other side of a gap. Like he does that and it looks sick. And also what do you think about Superman's soldiers that he with the Superman patches on, and the fact that Batman at some point is wearing a military uniform?
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, that picture I showed you.
Let's go back to Superman's soldiers.
In the trailer, a bunch of soldiers bow down to Superman. That's been in every version of the trailer so far, but in this one, you see that they have Superman patches on their arms. And then in the very next shot, there's a scene where Bruce, Batman, he's wearing the bat cowl. He's wearing a leather jacket.
Mm-hmm.
He's wearing what seems to be his Batman shirt under the leather jacket, but he's wearing like combat boots and like BDU pants, like army pants. And he's like, he cracks the neck of a couple of those soldiers and like knocks a bunch of them off. It's a really quick scene. They posted a picture of Bruce or of Batman looking that way. Let me see if I can get it up here really quick. Not right here. And but I think that's a dream.
That was just a dream.
I think it's going to be a dream sequence. I think that's going to be like Batman or Bruce having some sort of crazy future like Red Sun nightmare. And he's going to... He's goggles on his head, too.
Oh, yeah, the picture, yeah. Right. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
See, Ben Affleck looks good there, but notice he's not making that fucking face.
No, he's making a Batman face, and he looks sick. I'm excited.
He does.
Red capes are coming, and there's only one red cape, so I don't know what that's fucking about. You see General Zod in a body bag, which will probably be some sort of connection to Doomsday. What's that? Oh, the Suicide Squad trailer just started playing.
That's a good transition right there.
Yeah, and the Suicide Squad.
Here, I'll make my part of it really quick.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. I watch the trailer on mute, and I'll watch it when it's on Netflix.
I'm stoked because it connects. It's the first movie, or it's third movie, I guess, that will connect the DC Cinematic Universe. Yeah. And it'll have a very important scene where, actually, Joker will probably kill Jason Todd in a flashback. Yeah. It's one of the only Batman scenes in the whole movie. And if I know anything about Suicide Squad, Batman's going to barely be in it anyway. Where he will be, it'll be all about the Joker. And that will connect with Batman's first solo movie, I'm sure. And I have a feeling that that's when we'll meet Red Hood.
You mean Batman's... Oh, the one that's not out yet.
Yeah, one that Ben Affleck's going to write and direct and star in probably in 5 years.
I'm looking forward to that shit.
Yeah, but I feel that everything that is Batman-oriented between Suicide Squad Man... the Batman Superman movie.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna build up to Red Hood.
Nice.
I read an article somewhere that DC's priority this year was to make Red Hood a priority, especially in the cinematic world.
Yeah, Red Hood is definitely not bad.
Yeah, and plus he's one of the only sidekicks that we as a society, we as Batman fans, not necessarily me as a Batman fan because I was like 9 years old when it happened, but people called the 900 number and voted to have him killed. Readers that read Batman every single month voted to have Robin killed. Jason Todd's Robin. Dick Grayson went on to be Nightwing.
Yeah.
And it's fucked up. Like, you didn't like that version of Robin so much that we voted to have the Joker fucking murder him. Not only just like kill him, like slaughter him, like blow him up and beat him with beat him with a crowbar and blow him up with dynamite, and then he paralyzes Barbara.
Right,
like we allowed that later on. Like, oh, we like the Barbara thing we didn't vote on, but the Jason thing we voted on. And the Barbara thing happened in Killing Joke, and the Jason thing happened in Death of the Family.
We somehow let the Barbara thing happen.
We let the Barbara thing happen because we didn't kill the Joker.
Yes. We didn't kill him.
You let it happen, Batman. This is how I become the Joker. No, but I mean, I'm stoked for Suicide Squad only because I want to see Killer Croc. I love Harley Quinn, and so that's cool. And
she looks awful.
But the problem that so far I see is that like the main characters that I give a fuck about are aren't really Suicide Squad characters, or never really were. Harley Quinn was never really a Suicide Squad character. They made her a Suicide Squad character in the cartoon, so they can somehow include the Joker. Like, that's the only reason. Why is the Joker there? It's because he's a jealous boyfriend, and probably Harley has a crush on fucking Will Smith. Or something. Just like in the cartoon.
Will Smith is the only reason I'm going to actually attempt to see Suicide Squad.
Welcome to Earth.
Welcome to Earth. And other than that, like, Joker looks awful. Harley Quinn looks awful. The rest of them I don't give a fuck about. And then there's Will Smith.
I'm not sure if I think the Joker looks awful yet, though. Like, the tattoos and the grill isn't deterring me because I've seen the Joker in comic books look like that before. It's just another version of the Joker. And the white jacket and the slicked back hair, that's just the Dark Knight Returns version of the Joker.
Right.
Like, it's a combination between, like, Jim Lee and, like, Frank Miller's Joker or something. You know?
Yeah.
That's all that is. Like, it doesn't bother me. Not Jim Lee, but, like, I don't know who drew that version of the Joker. The dragon tattoo Joker, you know? Who knows? Everyone's just bitching about it. So, well, Suicide Squad.
That's about all the time we have now on getting to character.
Really?
We're exactly an hour.
Oh, man. Well, what else? Really quick, I guess. Ghostbusters reboot still happening.
That's true.
I've just been getting more excited. I know a lot of haters are out there. But me, as an OG Ghostbusters fan, I just keep getting more excited. Like, I remember when Ghostbusters 2 came out, and they were just, like, showing shit from the sequel. And I was a kid, you know? I was, like, 8, 7 years old. And I feel exactly the same way now as I did when I saw, like, the Scolari brothers or something, or Vigo back then, you know? When I see their new car or the new uniforms, I get excited. I'm stoked. So, I don't know. I don't know what to say, Ghostbusters fans. You either get on board or fucking go home. And if you don't want to watch it, I'll watch it for you.
Hell yeah.
I'll see it twice if you don't want to watch it. So hell don't worry about it. It's still going to do okay because I'm going to make it do okay.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And I love the Ghostbusters anyway. I love the comic books. And there was already a girl team on the comic books, so that doesn't even scare me. So I don't know what to tell you, fanboys. And plus, they have motorcycles. If Egon and Ray and Peter and Winston rolled in Ghostbusters 2 on motorcycles, your fanboy brain would explode and be jizz blood all over the walls.
Jizz blood is my favorite thing.
Jizz blood would be everywhere because all the cum would go from your balls to your head because you saw Ghostbuster motorcycles.
And then it would come out your mouth.
Yes! Ecto 2. I'm excited. I don't give a fuck.
I'm excited about all these movies I'm not going to have time to watch until they're on Netflix.
We'll see them all in 2017.
Dad life.
Dad life.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm Chubby McCarlson.
And I'm Tommy Gunn, and we're not going to bat any eyelashes until these movies come out.
Yeah.
I guess. We'll see you at the theater or something. Correct. I'm Siskel, and you're Ebert, and we'll see you next time.
Say your shit.
Oh, yeah. GICpodcast.blogspot.com, which we haven't updated in forever.
Yeah.
iTunes, which is frequently updated. Check out us on Stitcher, which is always updated. Facebook.com/getintocharacter, GIC podcast on Twitter, at Chubby McCarlson on Twitter and Instagram, at Thomas Gunn on Twitter and Instagram. So fucking do it.
That's right, I am on Instagram.
You're on Instagram. We post pictures. Yeah,
we do it. Batman of Grand Rapids.
Yeah, check out hashtag Batman of Grand Rapids.
Yeah, we'll be updating that one a lot.
Yeah, we'll post a picture right now.
Hell yeah.
See you.
All right.
Commercial.
Bye.
You know, in this life, the last thing you think you'd find are two guys who care about your survival. Two gentle.
This is Jake from the Zombie Life Podcast.
And kind.
This is Eddie Rotten.
Men who hold a dark secret.
You cannot kill that which never dies.
About our future.
Is this my brain just playing tricks on me, or did I actually just see some kind of weird, creepy thing roll across the street? What the crap was that?
And willing to share.
It's all subliminal impulses.
The secrets of their lives as zombie hunters.
No, I'm not a bad person on drugs.
And give you conversations of controversy.
Man, I think I may have said too much because I'm not feeling comfortable with talking about what I'm talking about right now.
And hope of a brighter future.
And you know, you're looking up things, and I ran across it on my phone, and I said, get the hell out of here. I started reading it, and it got me through some really shitty days at work.
To share a message of warning with laughter.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing very, very well. I'm so happy that you called.
And honest with their guest.
Yeah, you've really got to be on some serious shit.
Two men, clearly in love.
If you came down here, you would have women falling off of you, and half the guys would fall off of you too.
Indulging in gossip.
I heard she likes stuff like chaining zombies up in her shed and stuff like that, whipping them, and you know, apparently she's all into S&M and stuff. So,
and always down to kiss a little ass.
What's inside your brain? I don't know what you eat for breakfast or for dinner, but you have a really solid golden story, and I cannot wait for book number 2 to come out.
And the truth behind zombie hunting.
Being fat, you can't run.
I was gonna say no sex life, but
you can't run. Yeah, there's no sex life. That's most important. But you can't run. You can't run from zombies. You can't run from the neighbors trying to steal your gear from you. You can't run from anybody. Definitely can't run from the cops. But zombies.
You can't really run from anything, can you? Yeah, zombies.
You'd be like, oh,
two diehard zombie nerds.
Wow. I've got Night of the Living Dead, original black and white copy. The very, very first one. Yeah, I have that on DVD. And then I've got the remake they did with the coloured dude from Candyman in it. That one. That's my all-time favourite one.
Okay.
But then I've got the original black and white one. Redone in colour, so it's the same characters but in colour.
You got some good movies.
That's
there.
Cool. And then I've got his remake of Dawn of the Dead. I've got the original Dawn of the Dead.
At the end of the day, if you haven't heard Jig and Eddie Rotten's Zombie Life podcast, well.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. Shit out of luck.
Listen every week to the Zombie Life podcast on Stitcher, Spreaker Radio, iTunes,
and SoundCloud.
Join our Twitter at ZMBL Podcast and friend us on Facebook, Zombie Life Podcast. Read the blog that started it all at eddierotten.com.
All hail the Podgots Network.
Kill them all.